الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا أُعِيدُوا بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها وردوها، إن الله كان على كل شيء حسيبا. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayat was the subject of making sifarish to intercede for somebody, and that is also a big ibadat. If somebody comes new in a place, he doesn't know the people, he wants a job, something, he wants a house to rent, etc., and people are not giving him, and you intercede for him. You tell him he's a good person, he will pay on time, etc., he's a good worker. So this intercession, there is great reward for him. And the good work that is done afterwards, the one who intercedes gets the same reward also. On the other hand, to intercede for wrong, like somebody applied for a job, he wanted to rent a house, and we go and say, no, he's a bad person, he doesn't pay, and we are doing it wrongly. Not that genuinely he is like that. Then all that sin is also on us. So intercession is a great thing. So the next ayat here is about the greeting of Islam. And the greeting of Islam, As-salamu alaykum. Peace be upon you. And salam is the name of Allah also. Inna al-mu'minun as-salamu al-mu'min al-mu'haymin. So it is as though Allah is making intercession. When you tell somebody, peace be upon you, it is the name of Allah, and Allah is making intercession that there will be peace upon you from all sides. So here Allah explains what is the correct procedure of salam. And in Jannat, after Allah had created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, there were a group of farishtas who were sitting. So Allah told Adam alayhi salam, go and make salam to these farishtas. The reply they give you, that will be your salam for you and your ummah in the dunya. So he went, he made salam to them, and they replied, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So that was the salam that Allah Ta'ala had prescribed for us. Before Islam, in the days of Jahiliyyah, the greeting of the people was Hayyakallah. Hayya is from hayy, life. May Allah keep you alive. And unfortunately, very sadly, that greeting of Jahiliyyah is still very much amongst us. We also give one another du'as, may Allah give you a long life. That's the most common du'a which we give one another when we meet or we part with one another. May Allah give you a long life. That was the du'a of the Ayyami Jahiliyyah. Our du'a is to make salam. May the peace of Allah be upon you. May the rahmat of Allah be upon you. May Allah's barakat be with you. What a beautiful du'a salam we have been given. But unfortunately, we still opt for the salam of the kuffar, of the days of ignorance. Otherwise, today it also has become that we just make hello with one another, especially on the phone, for whatever reason. But on the phone, we all just making hello, hello. That is not the Islamic teaching. Islamic teaching is to make salam. So Allah says, وَإِذَا قُرِئِيْتُ. And this greeting, تَحِيَّة, this حَيَّاكَ اللَّهُ has come to be known as the greeting. And greeting is, it can be different words. Like people greet with good morning, good afternoon, etc., good day, whatever it is. So the greeting of Islam, Allah says, وَإِذَا قُرِئِيْتُ. Or جَبْتُمْكُ dua deve. And when you are greeted, and the greeting is actually supposed to be a dua. The days of ignorance also, the dua was that may you live, may you have a long life. That was the dua. But just good day, good morning, if it is taken in mail, you have a good morning, a good afternoon, etc. Then that is all repetitive. It's just a greeting. Then that is empty. There is nothing in it. There should be some meaning to it. So Allah says, when you are greeted, فَحَيْدُوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّهَا. تو تم بھی دعا اسے بہتر دو یا وہی کہو اُلَدْ کر. So So either you give the same dua to the person, the dua he has given you. Like somebody makes salam, assalamu alaikum. So tell him, wa alaikum assalam, you say. But better it is that you give him something more than that. And that is the teaching of sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all good things. If somebody gives you a present, then return it. Give another present and something better than his present. And if you cannot, then it is, as far as present is concerned, at least say Jazakallah. As far as greeting is concerned, give him the same. He said Assalamu Alaikum, reply and say Wa Alaikum Assalam. That is the minimum. And better than that, Wa Rahmatullah. And more better than that, Wa Barakatuhu. Complete. And we shouldn't add other words. That will be bid'at. That is not according to the teaching of Sunnah. The most is Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Or the reply, Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. Another common mistake we make with regard to Salam, no, commonly we give Salams to other people. Give your father Salams, give so and so Salams. Then we always say, Wa Alaikum Assalam. He didn't give us the salam. He asked us to give his salams to somebody. So there the correct answer is, Inshallah. I will convey that salam. That is what we should say. But if somebody makes salam to us, then it is wa alaykum salam. This is salam he didn't make to us. He said he asked us to give the salam to somebody. So we should say, Inshallah, I will convey that salam. And when somebody's salam is conveyed to us, so-and-so gave salams for you, so-and-so sent salams for you, then the reply to that is, alayhi wa alaykum as-salam. Peace on him also and on you also. That should be, we should learn these words and give the correct reply. If anyone says, say that somebody come to you, so-and-so gave salams to you, then the reply is, alayhi, on that person, wa alaykum as-salam. And salam upon you also. So Allah give us tawfeeq. And this is a very basic thing of our deen. But we can see we are still very weak. We don't make salam to one another. We all came to the masjid. We'll be always believing now. But who of us will be making salam to one another? If we do meet, we will say kamcho, haruche. That is our greeting. Our greeting is not that. Our greeting is Assalamu Alaikum. And dua we give one another, may Allah keep you alive. And there are two things in there. May Allah keep you alive, but if you are alive with sicknesses, with problems, with difficulties, then what's the use of such a life? So the first, more important thing is that even if Allah, when you say Assalamu Alaikum, there is life in there also. And that life with salamati, with peace. No sickness, no illness, no financial problems, constraints, etc. That is the correct way. So if somebody greets you, then greet him with a better return than greeting, or give him a better greeting. Inna Allah kana ala kulli shay'in hasiba. Allah is watchful over everything, and Allah will make hisab of everything. What your greeting will be, you make this correct salam, you will get the reward. It comes in the hadith, if you make salam, assalamu alaikum, then you get 10 rewards. Wa rahmatullah, 30. Wa barakatuhu, 20. Wa barakatuhu, 30. So we should always try and make salam. It is an ibadah. And we are making, accruing our sawabs for akhirah. If we just tell somebody, kamcho, good morning, good day, there is no sawab in there. But if we will make salam, we will get sawab. So why deprive ourselves? It is a dua also. It is a shiar, a great salient feature of Islam. And to uphold the features of Islam, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. If you keep up the shi'ar, the signs of Islam, it is a clear sign that you have got taqwa in your heart. And that is a great thing that Allah declares that a person has got taqwa. So Allah give us tawfiq to make alive the Islamic greeting. and that we greet one another with the correct Islamic greet. May Allah give us tawfiq and to make the sunnahs alive in the ummah and to cut out, to destroy all the bid'at and the things of the days of jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. Subhanallah.